Are you close to the person that you want to be? Are you ready to know more, create more, live more, and love more? Welcome to Core to Grace, the Heart of Grace, with your host, Maria Rodriguez. We hope to inspire you, and by doing so, transform you for the good of all that is. Now, here is your host, Maria Rodriguez.
Welcome to Core to Grace, the Heart of Grace. I am your host, Maria Rodriguez. I am simply delighted to be here with all of you as we premiere the Core to Grace Talk radio show. I have been so fortunate to have worked as a clinical social worker for more than 25 years, and more recently as a teacher guide of what I call leading a spirit-driven life. Through these roles, I've had the privilege of working with many bright, brave, and beautiful clients. Struggling, yes, suffering, yes, and yet also stunning. Stunning in their level of commitment to persevere until the sun breaks through. They are the reason I'm here with you today, for they have told me time and time again that my little bits of wisdom, what I now call power phrases, have held them and guided them. Held them in those moments of despairing that they may never become unstuck, and guided them in choosing new ways of feeling, thinking, and behaving, literally changing the configuration of their being and the course of their lives. Very powerful, isn't it? And now I have this golden opportunity through Voice America World Talk Radio Network and their empowerment channel to share those small bites of empowering wisdom with all of you too. I'm so excited about this. So let's begin our opening Core to Grace show with one of the most powerful of those phrases. Truth and love in equal measure. Yes, truth and love in equal measure. I invite you to approach each power phrase as if you're taking a bite of a rich dessert. You want to savor it, taste it, take your time with it, allowing your senses to fully experience it. And so truth and love in equal measure. Let it speak to you. Let it touch your heart. Let it penetrate your mind. John O'Donohue, the renowned Irish poet and philosopher, declared that, quote, a pilgrim travels differently. Always in a pilgrimage, there is a change of mind and a change of heart, end quote. So bring the pilgrim in you to these power phrases, to this power phrase, truth and love in equal measure, and just watch how the changes begin to happen. This power phrase came to me as I was struggling with my beloved mother, Raquel. I had spent the first part of my life loving her fiercely, without reservation, passionately trying to heal her depression by flooding her with praise and affection, overlooking her transgressions, those truths nowhere to be found. As I got older and began to see and to be burdened more over time by her tendencies to distort, blame, complain, resist, demand, and all of the drama that those traits brought to her life, I found myself struggling to hold my heart open for her. I was becoming a daughter that was an ugly stranger to me. And despite my mother's light, her huge heart and constant presence and her vivid spirit, her chronic and negative tendencies so depleted me, I became stuck in my reaction to those truths for more than a decade, sadly weakening my connection to love with her. As I reached for the sky in one of the worst of these moments, I heard this phrase, truth and love in equal measure. This was the quality that had been eluding me, the ability to hold both at the same time and in equal measure, standing solidly in truth and opening fully in love. I will be forever grateful to have several years for the pilgrim in me to allow this power phrase to shift me and uplift me before my dear mother passed away so suddenly earlier this year. This show is dedicated to her, to her light and to her shadow, both bearing great gifts. So let's now move in closer to this power phrase to show you some of its simplicity and its complexity. I know something and I don't know anything is another power phrase that came to me as a message from one of my dreams. Although many images have come to me teaching me about truth, the one that I always begin with, the fundamental one, is that of a container or a vat. You can envision it as an actual container or simply as a circle or a square, And that container holds what I call the many small T truths that exist within the large T truth. So imagine a bunch of lowercase letter T's being held in a container whose title is an uppercase letter T, or the word truth in black letters. No matter what we're looking at, a person, a relationship issue, a work dilemma, the state of our economy even, it is impossible for us to see the many, many small T truths that exist on the surface and beneath the surface. Harder and possible to see our own hidden fears and hidden desires, the backstory to other person's resistance or behavior, the risks associated with this course of action, because we're so focused on the risks associated with the opposite course of action. So that last one bears repeating. We often are so aware and focused on the risks of not taking the course of action we favor and the risks of taking the opposite course of action that we have difficulty truly seeing the risks associated with the course of action we're favoring. Just imagine for a moment how this shows up so chronically between bosses and employees, between spouses, and between political parties. So however many small T truths we're willing to place in our container, always leave room for more. When I work with couples, I often use one of my sofa pillows to reflect what I call a truth board, and I ask them to begin to name the small T truths that exist in the particular relationship dilemma they're facing, whether it be a sexual one, financial one, parental one, any dilemma, really. What used to be one's opinion versus the other's opinion, and the basis of many disagreements, is all now united in one container. It becomes harder to disregard the other truths when they're combined in this way. And once they relax into this new paradigm, it eases them out of the power struggle if they allow it. And it's amazing how even more small T truths can and do appear, how much this takes us closer to the real large T truth, and how the attitudes we now have and the decisions we now make are far better than the ones that came before this shift. It is this fundamental paradigm shift with truth, what I often call getting into right relationship with truth, that brings us to a state of openness and humility, which then paves the way for love to show up too. I know something and I don't know anything. I know the small T truths that I can see, and I don't know the small T truths that I cannot see. So I know that you, my friend, my sister, my brother are working 70 hours a week, and yet I don't know the state of your heart and your finances and your business. I know the reality of my concern for you, and yet I don't know most of the reality of your inner and outer worlds. When this broader truth perspective is missing, we have a tendency to become opinionated, judgmental, adamant, arrogant, closed-minded, and closed-hearted. Regardless of whether we're someone who has to shout these opinions out to the world or someone who never says a word of these thoughts out loud, we have lost our access to love in equal measure. As often is the case, I was working with a dear client, challenged by his struggles and reaching for the sky again, when I received a brand new power practice. It's a breathing practice. So this is how it goes. We breathe in, pause, and then breathe out with these words. I know, and I don't know. I know as we inhale, and as we pause, I don't know as we exhale. So let's try this power practice together now. I know, breathe in, and pause. I don't know, breathe out. I know, and I don't know. Can you feel that? I have become literally addicted to this now. It is the fastest pathway I have discovered thus far to this elevated state of being that comes with this truth and love in equal measure. This getting into the center of truth, this clarity and confidence about what we do know, and this openness and humility about what we don't know serves us so well, so darn well. Just watch as it improves your sense of self-worth, your relationships, your work environments, your stress level, your health. Core to Grace is about promoting wellness, especially in our emotional, relational, and spiritual realms, and this power phrase certainly does the trick. Just imagine working together with your spouse, your boss, in a work committee, in government, with everyone around the table sitting in this state of being. I know, And I don't know. And most importantly, what I don't know, I'm willing to know. From barriers to bridges, that's what happens. From barriers to bridges, another one of my power phrases in an actual treatise I wrote, but that's for another show. And it's those bridges that turn impasses into inroads. Yes, impasses into inroads. I know too many power phrases at one time. I just want to give you a sense of how what has been stuck, what has seemed impossible to resolve, becomes possible as we allow these pieces of higher wisdom to matter, to be integrated into our lives, to change our minds and our hearts, our attitudes and our behaviors. So let's now move on to another way this power phrase, truth and love in equal measure, has shown up. Last fall, I was struggling with a question: how do I hold the space and hold the line at the very same time? I had had a powerful session with a client where I regretted how I became so entangled in presenting some of the small t truths that could change her life if only she would allow herself to see them, that I felt I had slipped a bit much in letting love lead the way. I was holding the line with my eye firmly focused on the important goal at hand, and yet wasn't holding enough of the space, that loving space of acceptance and patience, and often even of golden silence, just being with, listening to, seeing and honoring another. As a mother, I often find myself going back and forth, holding the line too much about tasks getting done and rules being followed, and then realizing I'm forgetting to enjoy and appreciate my girls, to just be with them. And then other times, like in the morning rush, I can get lost in the utter joy of their singing and playing and cuddling, that I lose track of the time, lose track of holding the line, forgetting to school and work on time. And so this is a challenge, to hold the space and hold the line at the same time. And yet since the question came to me last fall, it's been so helpful for me to have that concept. And so when I find myself holding the line too much with anyone, I can remember and adjust to holding the space. And when I do the opposite, I can remember to hold the line and start doing that. And so we're approaching our first break of the day. There will be two such breaks. You'll be hearing about my email address, maria@courtofgrace.com. And I also wanted to let you know that there's even a nifty email host button on my show page on the Voice America website. You'll find it below the show banner on the right side. Please feel free to email me, including your name and the area you're from, only if you'd like that to be shared on the air, with any questions and comments you may have about our show today, and I will try my best to incorporate them into our show. So stay tuned for more about holding the space and holding the line at the same time, and so much more after the break.
On Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
What if you were willing to be controversial, choosing kindness instead of judgment, willing to stand out from the crowd, being a leader in creating a new reality, even if others don't follow? You can make a difference. Start by tuning in to The Value of Controversy. Each week, our hosts will bring you the tools to help create the world that you want to live in and explore what's possible when you choose from the controversy of consciousness. Listen for The Value of Controversy every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things, and together, you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is Coeur de Grace, the Heart of Grace, with Maria Rodriguez. If you have a question or comment for Maria, she can be reached via email at maria@coeurdegrace.com. That's maria@coeurdegrace.com. Now, back to Coeur de Grace.
Thank you for tuning back into Coeur de Grace, our premiere launch of our radio show. I'm your host, Maria Rodriguez. I also wanted to mention that you will find on my Coeur de Grace show page for Voice America World Talk Radio Network some links on the bottom right. You will find one entitled About Truth PDF, where you can read even more about what I've learned on this topic, about the truth part especially, but that leads to the truth and love in equal measure that we're focusing on today. So let's continue where we left off with the idea of how as a parent, a boss, a spouse, a therapist, a friend, we can strive to hold the space and hold the line at the same time. It was only this week that I realized that this newer power phrase, hold the space and hold the line, is another version of truth and love in equal measure. It's the verb version to the original noun one, the how to the what. By holding the space and holding the line at the same time, we are more likely to be standing in truth and love in equal measure. This power phrase is particularly helpful for those times when we struggle on the opposite side, when our love is strong and our truth is weak, when we are resisting saying no, when we refuse to enforce a limit or a consequence, when we stay quiet and remain tolerant of transgressions, when our hearts are breaking and so our strength weakens, when we feel sorry for and so drop hold of the truth in fear that the other person cannot handle the truth. What I did with my mother for the first half of my life to protect her from more depression because it hurt to see her in pain and also because the more in pain she was, the less secure I was. Love felt like my best friend then and truth my enemy. When we finally allow ourselves to hold the line, we can rest in the assurance that we are not withdrawing our love. We are holding a space of compassion and light. We are blessing them with love as we stay firmly rooted in the truth of this moment, which changes, firmly rooted in our alignment with the truth of this moment. No, I won't be giving you money. Yes, you are going to go to school. No, I won't be talking on and on about this. Yes, I love you. Those of you who know about codependency, who know about the 12-step community of Al-Anon, for example, for loved ones of those suffering from alcoholism and other addictions, know about this. It's called enabling. Being controlling and being enabling are the two cornerstones of codependency, a pattern of thoughts and behaviors that happens most often when we are faced with an out-of-control issue, like an addiction in our loved ones, or like depression in my case. This can also be triggered by any situation where we feel powerless, a health issue, a financial one, even in taking care of elderly parents who are resisting taking appropriate actions for their aging issues. Whereas the first segment of our show highlighted how we can become judgmental and controlling when we are not standing in the center of all small t truths and are losing touch with love in equal measure, this segment is highlighting when we become enabling of someone's out of control behavior or even our own. When love, understanding, compassion, fear interferes with our ability to deal with the truth well. I see the truth, I face the truth, I align with the truth. This was a power phrase that came to me when I watched my husband, newly promoted each time, struggling to face the truth of an employee's limitations or behavioral issues. In each instance, his heart was troubled by the impact that it could and would have on that person's life, their self-esteem, their family's income, if he were to make the changes to their work situation with a demotion or a last chance agreement, for example, that was aligned with these truths. In situations like these, ones I'm facing or those I counsel are facing, I have found that the more we incorporate the fairness of love, the reasonableness of love, the forgiveness of love, the compassionate support of love, the more we can stand firmly in truth and do what needs to be done to align with that truth, no matter how difficult. Rather than collapsing because of our fear, our discomfort, our heartbreak, we can become more balanced, grounded, and centered in knowing we are standing on the higher ground of truth and love in equal measure. This can be even more challenging when we are parents dealing with our children, or when we have a tendency to be people-pleasing, needing to be liked. Holding the line can feel so threatening to our child's fragile soul, or so threatening to the security we gain from being liked. And when we are surrounded by others who struggle in the same way, or who believe that love means enabling and avoiding and over-tolerating, it becomes even more challenging to move into that place of holding the line and the space at the same time amidst their criticisms. And yet, the price we pay when we are off balance with the space and the line, or with the truth and the love, are not small prices to pay. In these examples, we fail to protect ourselves and the ones who are out of line even, or out of control, from what most often is a progressive, negative, and destructive tendency. Just this past Tuesday, I was providing clinical supervision to a colleague friend of mine. The case she was presenting brought to mind a really helpful concert I learned from who I unfortunately cannot recall, maybe Pia Melody from the Meadows, not sure, but it's about the good parent, the indulgent parent, and the punitive parent. This applies not only to being parents ourselves, how we fare on the indulgent punitive continuum, or to how we were parented. Was our mother, father, caretaker more indulgent or more punitive or balanced in the space in between? This is actually a deeper concept that applies to how we view and treat everyone, even ourselves. Are we shaming and punitive to ourselves, beating ourselves up for any infraction? Are we indulgent with our negative tendencies, making excuses, using the false acceptance of that's just how we are, minimizing our lethality, or allowing ourselves to float along rather than take charge of our lives? Or are we a good parent, bringing a whole and balanced view, and yes, truth and love in equal measure, and yes, holding the space and holding the line with ourselves at the same time? And so I demonstrated for my colleague what I have called the Italian mama persona, a persona, though, that is genuine. I demonstrated acting as if I were talking with her young adult client, addressing some of her recent bad behavior, giving the client the message that I'm fighting for you. You deserve more. You're better than that. You can do better than that. And although my eyes shone with a bounty of love for her and commitment to her, my words were direct and strong about the truth of the bad behavior and the price of it continuing. Yes, this takes much strength and courage. And yet, even when we don't believe we have enough of those, there's this. What has probably freed me and empowered me the most is the second powered paradigm shift for this episode of Court of Grace. That's the shift to having truth and love in equal measure become my new tether, my new guiding star, my new discernment partner, rather than my old fears and old beliefs or the opinions of others. That's why so many of my clients and friends have told me how much this one power phrase has changed their lives. It proves itself time and time again as a far better tether, a far better guide than all of the things we have used as our previous ones. It serves us in so many ways. It is the bringer of clarity and of courage and of balance. It is what helps us bring that good parent part of us toward ourselves and others. Try it out. You'll see. So this second paradigm shift is one of replacing old tethers, those which we always default to, avoiding, fixing, etc., with this new tether, truth and love in equal measure. I remember on the exact day my mother-in-law departed us after a difficult battle with cancer 2 years ago this month, I had to go on my computer for some reason, only to discover my computer was not protected. The whole thing had a strange energy, given that my protection software was not set to expire. Maybe because of this and the weird timing with her death, I was able to hear a wisdom message as I proceeded to take the steps to protect my computer. I was notified with each step taken that my existing protection software is being removed, and then my new protection software is being downloaded. I realized that we all also have our own protection software. Sometimes it's one that we installed as children and never even thought to upgrade. And so it can be about acting tough and with feigned indifference, closing ourselves to giving and receiving love. It can be about avoiding and denying, excusing and over-tolerating, closing ourselves to seeing and facing truths. Or it can be about fighting and reacting, defending and accusing, closing ourselves off from both truth and love. Well, it may be time to upgrade your protection software. And this power phrase, truth and love in equal measure, can be used as one of your upgraded ones. So now we can ask ourselves, what would truth and love in equal measure look like in this situation, with this habit, with this person? And then wait and see as it works its magic to shift us into a more balanced state, a more open and yet firmer state, a state from which far better decisions are made and better relationships are forged. I would say that's a more protected way to live. And now we're going to be pausing for another break. Remember to email with any questions and comments. I thrive on that interaction and would love to hear from you. And check out my new Facebook page that you'll find on the link section on the bottom right of my Coeur de Grace show page on the Voice America website. And stay tuned for yet another perspective on our power phrase of the day, truth and love in equal measure, after the break.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Want the inside scoop about what's going on in the social networks of art and entertainment? Tune in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. We'll talk to the top professionals in the entertainment industry and find out what they're working on and what's next. Your host is James Barber, who has his finger on the pulse of the arts and entertainment world. Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
This is Coeur de Grace, the Heart of Grace, with Maria Rodriguez. If you have a question or comment for Maria, she can be reached via email at maria@coeurdegrace.com. That's maria@coeurdegrace.com. Now, back to Coeur de Grace.
Oh, how I love that music. So uplifting to me. So we're back with Coeur de Grace. I'm Maria Rodriguez, delighted to be here and sharing all of this delicious stuff with you. Thank you for being with me. So we left off talking about the second paradigm shift, that of replacing our old tethers, those which we always default to, with new tethers like this one, Truth and Love in Equal Measure. And I wanted to share with you what one of my dearest friends was recently sharing with me about a miracle that had happened with her sister-in-law. For a long time, there was tension and distance between them. She was frequently disappointed with how her sister-in-law behaved towards her and her parents, not showing the closeness or respect that she expected or was accustomed to. She found this only becoming worse over time. The more she judged, the worse her sister-in-law behaved, even if she barely ever said a word that her sister-in-law heard. During my friend's own transformation journey, she released all expectations around her sister-in-law and her behavior towards them. She decided to release her stronghold on those particular small T truths and open her heart more. She began to bring her friendly, loving self instead of her judging negative self, one of her old protection software, to their family gatherings. And lo and behold, everything began to shift. She was surprised to discover how much her judging was being sensed and reacted to, how much influence she was having on the whole situation, and then how much her shifting influenced the far better outcome. For when we shift, the air around us shifts as well. So don't be surprised if others around you are reached and penetrated by the power of these phrases and paradigm shifts as well. Today, my friend feels and knows not only how much she has come to love her sister-in-law, but also how much her sister-in-law loves her. And just as an aside, be prepared for others to not always be keen on following in your stead. It's hard for us to believe that others won't want to have what we have, when we have come to know this freedom and this empowerment, when we have come to know the rewards of being shifted and uplifted in these ways. My friend has desperately tried to explain this to her mother to show her the pathway to help improve her relationship to her daughter-in-law, to much frustration and no avail. And then there she is challenged once again with how to shift once more, now with her mother, to truth and love in equal measure. So let's now move around to seeing this phrase, truth and love in equal measure, from yet another angle to appreciate more of its simplicity and complexity. The name of this show is Cœur de Grâce, which in ancient French means, yes, the heart of grace, the meaning that's been used in the show's descriptions. And yet there are other meanings too. Grace is court, grace is yard. And as you can see, the center of it all is grace. Grace is everywhere. Grace can appear at any moment with those little unexpected blessings. A near accident, a feather, a kind gesture. They are here and gone so quickly, we can often miss them. And yet grace appears most potently at certain junctures. I will always remember one of those moments. I was in a spa getting a pedicure when I was surprised to discover in chatting with the nail tech that I was actually sitting with someone that had survived the killing fields of Cambodia. The only survivor in her family, she left and came to America on her own. I could barely stand the power of grace, and I could feel it even as I share this with you, that infused the space around us and within me as I faced the great brightness of her spirit, the undefeatable strength of her faith, despite horrors and losses she experienced that I cannot even begin to imagine. For me, grace is one of the holiest experiences. Grace feels like the arms of Big Mother showing up when we need her the most. During our harrowing emergency surgeries with our youngest Bianca when she was a mere 5 days old and then 5 weeks old, grace made such a frequent appearance in the many, many blessings we received during that time. The best surgeon just happened to be there both times. A meal would happen to be there just when we needed it. We were surrounded by a village of love and by moments of grace. And a funny thing happens with grace. The more we let grace in, the more we begin to model grace, to bring grace to those around us. The nurses in the pediatric ICU unit told my husband upon Bianca finally being discharged to the regular peds floor, that they were in awe watching how he and I had handled this whole crisis, with teamwork, with acceptance, and with grace. This grace also appears quite potently in the corner where truth and love meet, sharing equal space. Truth alone and love alone are, of course, healing and empowering in and of themselves. And now put them together and pow, magic happens. The deeper the truth, the harder the truth, the uglier the truth, the more grace moves in, ready to flood us with the most unconditional of loves. Whether that truth be a cancer diagnosis, our deepest insecurities, a family secret, or our shadow parts, grace is there, more powerful than ever. And yet it's these types of things, ironically, that we tend to fight the most, that we resist and resist admitting and accepting. Debbie Ford, often known as the Shadow Queen, taught us so much about the power of shining the light of truth on our shadow parts, the denied aspects of ourselves that we deem unacceptable. In her book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, she provides us with compelling reason and encouragement to stop this fight. She shows us the energy we waste in trying to hide these truths, as ineffective as it is trying to keep a beach ball underwater, our efforts instead often causing it to pop out with a vengeance. Her work is all about truth and love in equal measure, facing and loving our whole selves, facing and accepting that we are all made up of shadow and of light. Debbie Ford is one of those people that I consider to be instrumental in my own journey. And if you haven't already read her books, I would highly recommend that you get to know Debbie Ford and her shadow work. I've often said that if you want to connect to spirit, connect to your shadow. One of the stories that she has said in workshops is when her son came home crying from school one day that the little kids in his school had called him stupid. And she, rather than do what many of us parents may think of doing in those situations, saying, "Oh, honey, you're not stupid," she said, "Yes, yes, you're stupid, and I'm stupid, and he's stupid, and we're all stupid, and it's okay to be stupid." And that always stayed with me, the freedom that comes from not fighting the truths about our imperfect humanity. Pia Melody from The Meadows calls us perfectly imperfect humans. And that's also been, she's also somebody I would encourage you to get to know more as we continue the Court of Grace radio show. And so, speaking of grace, I wrote this poem about one such experience 10 years ago when a client and I moved towards Grace's sacred corner where truth and love meet. By drawing up and out the worst of his shadow. It begins with another power phrase. It goes, "In between grief and gratitude lives grace. Years ago, I had the honor of working with someone who followed me into the forest to face his darkest shadows, to admit his deepest failings. Amidst the tears of his greatest grief, he looked upon me with awe and wonder and with the greatest of gratitude, for rather than plunge to his sure death in this deep, dark forest, he had met with grace, the greatest of grace." And so the deeper we moved into his biggest guilt, his biggest shame, the more the space around us became alight with grace, the more our hearts were healed and blessed by grace. And so the more we fight truth, the more we're fighting this bigger, deeper love, closing our minds to truth, closing our hearts to love. And conversely, the greater the truth we face, the greater the love we receive. In the corner where truth and love meet, sharing equal space lives grace, the power of grace. And so with the name of the show being Court of Grace, I am really reminded of that being one of the things, most important things that this show is about. It's about connecting with that power and being a channel of that in the world once we receive the blessings of that. We're capable of blessing others in the same way. And truth is an incredible pathway to grace. In one of the circles that I run in helping people lead more of a spirit-driven life and all kinds of other intentions that we ignite through the circles, there came an image of the Diamond of Truth. You can read more about that in that PDF, the About Truth PDF. I believe it's in that one. And what we discovered is like a cut diamond, there's all the truths that are on the surface and all the multifaceted, all the smalty truths in a way. And then there's like the deepest truth. And the deeper we go to that point at the bottom of the cut diamond, the more we're likely to experience the power of grace. And so in that circle, we all sat on the floor to represent the bottom line of grace. And it was just amazing what happened as we encouraged each other to speak those truths, those deeper truths, those harder, uglier truths that I mentioned earlier, with love as its companion on that corner, that grace's corner where truth and love meet. And it never fails to happen in the moments that I've allowed myself or I've been blessed by being with people that have been willing to do that. It is sacred, the power of grace that infuses the space. And so I received a phone call half an hour before the show began from a dear friend who was telling me that she had been getting a weird feeling about the show and what it means, and that it's a big deal what I'm doing today, not only for myself, but in a larger sense. And one of the things she said is, Maria, you are a messenger of grace. You are a ray of grace. And grace is unbridled. It is here to stay, and it is pouring and filling and overflowing into every teeny crevice of life. It's the new world. It's the new world. And she also mentioned about it being connected to the magnetic sacred heart. And to that arms and heart of Big Mother that I mentioned earlier when I think of grace. And so I am so grateful to have you be allowing me to be that messenger and to play my role in bringing grace to the new world. And so we're going to take our last short break before we return to gather together all of our special power phrases for the day, our paradigm shifts, and our power practice. This last segment of our show is very important because it's where we turn inspiration even more into transformation. So stay tuned, and thank you for your emails. Keep them coming.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Wealth Solutions for the 99% is a weekly talk show focused on helping you develop and execute a game plan to build wealth. Your host, Paul LaJoy, who built a $50 million plus company in less than 5 years, believes it's impossible to be poor in America, and he'll show you why with his innovative strategies. Joining Paul as co-host is radio personality Kim Reed, an experienced entrepreneur and corporate leader who's known as the Corporatepreneur. The show is upbeat, fun, and informative. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
This is Coeur de Grace, the Heart of Grace, with Maria Rodriguez. If you have a question or comment for Maria, she can be reached via email at maria@coeurdegrace.com. That's maria@coeurdegrace.com. Now, back to Coeur de Grace.
Thank you for tuning back to Coeur de Grace. We've been covering a lot of ground today. And although, as you can imagine, there's even more to this power phrase, the good news is that even these bits I've been able to share with you here today, when we bring our pilgrim to it, will change us, will change our lives. I have heard so many complain that they have been so inspired when listening to shows and going to workshops like this one, leaving full of hope and motivation, only to return to their old selves and their old lives soon thereafter. Here at Coeur de Grace, our intention is to go for inspiration and beyond, to go from inspiration into transformation. It is the retention and application of these power phrases, the replacement of the paradigms we've lived with by similar ones to these, and the use of the power practices that all lead us to change, that lead us to deep and lasting change. And so let's review the power phrases that were revealed here today. They are truth and love in equal measure, of course, our theme of the opening show, a very important power phrase. The next one was, I know something and I don't know anything. The power phrase that helps us find that balance in between clarity and confidence and openness and humility that helps us reach far higher ground within us and between us and other people. From barriers to bridges and from impasses to inroads, those are power phrases that I'm sure we'll go over in a future show. Those are filled with gems of wisdom. Hold the space and hold the line, the power phrase that helps us on a more active action level really balance ourselves. I see the truth, I face the truth, I align with the truth was another of the power phrases revealed here today. I find this one very encouraging. And the final power phrase was, in between grief and gratitude lies grace. Remember to approach them with your pilgrim self. Breathe them in. Let them reveal themselves to you in whatever situation you find yourself. Carry them with you, literally. I hope to one day soon offer products inscripted with these phrases to help us do just that. Until then, write them down, say them out loud, share them. Use them in the moments where they're needed the most. Let them inspire and transform you. Let them matter. Even as I was reading them, they each have a very different feel to me. They bring up a different energy and a different possibility as I read each one. Let them do the same to you. And now let's review the power paradigm shifts for today. This first one focused on moving over from our favored small t truths to the very center of truth, the large t truth. This large t truth paradigm is about the many small t truths existing within the large t truth. So bring your humility, your willingness, and your openness to the often needed help of others to see a greater percentage of those small t truths, bringing you closer to that big one, and thereby to love in equal measure. The second paradigm shift is about replacing our old tethers with this truth and love in equal measure tether, for example. Use this upgraded tether, this upgraded protection software paradigm to guide you, support you, keep you balanced and on higher ground. Use Truth and Love in Equal Measure as your new and improved protection software, replacing your outdated ones. And the power practice for today is one that helps to uplift us into these shifts and into truth and love in equal measure. It is the I know and I don't know breathing practice. Use it whenever you feel uptight, reactive, frustrated. Inhale, pause, and exhale with the words I know and I don't know dancing in perfect step with your breath. Use it and use it often, like I've been doing since it came through. You'll come to wonder how you ever lived without it. And now here's the best news of the day. Back in January, I believe I received three quotes back to back, all with the same ultimate message, that when we say yes to transformation, to living consciously, to our ideas and our dreams, to more fully emerging and contributing, when we truly commit ourselves, then as Goethe, or I would pronounce it Goethe, says, Providence moves too. Providence moves too. Gay Hendricks calls it a field of possibility that opens up around us and within us. Mary Morrissey describes it as crossing an invisible boundary line where we begin attracting the frequency of what we want. What they all say is that saying yes and meaning it brings about all sorts of help that greatly facilitates us moving in the direction that we intend. I am living proof of that. This Core to Grace show is living proof of this truth. I said my yes on September 5th of last year. Pretty fitting, given that it was exactly 9 months ago, maybe even exactly 40 weeks ago, I was approached quite unexpectedly with an offer to appear as a relationship expert on a talk show being filmed at Harpo Studios. Despite it being last minute and would involve a great disruption to my client's schedule and family doctor's appointments, despite the clear signs that this particular show was not aligned with me, despite all of my reservations and aversions to this kind of exposure, I took the opportunity back then to officially say yes, but to other possibilities of moving in this direction rather than that particular one that I knew wasn't right for me. I said yes because I have known for quite some time now that I cannot fulfill my destiny without being willing to come out of hiding, so to speak, in the way I'm doing now with the show. Because of my resistance, I even declared my yes in an intention that went something like this. I now allow exposure of my expertise and experience in multiple radio, television, and print outlets. And all sorts of people and things did move in so providentially since then to help breathe life into my yes, to help midwife this Core to Grace radio show, baby, a birth you're bearing witness to, a birth you're actually even assisting with today. And so when you take that first step and say yes to these power phrases, these paradigm shifts and practices, you will not be alone. This field of possibilities, call it providence or what you may, will move in to help you too. Who knows what babies you'll be conceiving and birthing? How wonderful is that? And speaking of birthdays, I didn't want to end the show without wishing a happy birthday to four special folks, three special men and one special young lady. You know who you are. The surgeon that saved our youngest daughter's life attributed the miracle of it, given that she defied statistics with a far better outcome, to the stars being aligned and the angels in the surgical room. When I discovered that the launch of this Core to Grace show just happened to fall on June 20th, I knew that those stars and angels were at it again. Next week, we will be talking about the thing that trips us up again and again and again, and yes, again, our toxic shame cycles. We will learn more about what they are and how to break them, healing ourselves and our relationships, freeing ourselves to bloom. Tune in live or on demand, as I have been reminded again and again that this toxic shame work is the very foundation of it all. Core to Grace is all about transforming ourselves, our lives, and even the world, one power phrase at a time, to get us to where we want to be, to who we want to be, to the world we want to be in. I hope this episode is beginning to show how this is possible, more than possible. And I'm going to close with reading one or two of the quotes that I mentioned earlier, since they were so inspiring to me. This is Gay Hendricks from 365 Daily Inspirations for Creating a Life of Passion and Purpose. The journey of living consciously begins with a single moment of saying yes to the impulse within you that wants to grow, to expand, to embrace your largest possible self, to make your largest possible contribution to the world. When you say yes, you create a field of possibility around you and within you. The field was opened by your willingness to take that first step. Goethe says, until one is committed, there's hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth that ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. And so with this, I thank you for joining me and leave you until next time with the grace of truth and the joy of love. Thank you so much for being here with me on the launch of my Core to Grace radio show. I am thrilled to have this opportunity, and I look so forward to meeting up with you again in the future on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time and through the emails at maria@coretograce.com. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to those special people and happy birthday to the show. I look so forward to what's coming up ahead. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting Maria into your life this week. Please join us for another edition of Core to Grace next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll continue your transformation one program at a time.